Residents across the Boston area marked the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks yesterday in many different ways. They attended memorial services, they cycled in road races, they listened to original music inspired by the day, and they prayed. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports that in downtown Boston, friends and families of this date's 206 victims remembered their loved ones.
It was a gorgeous sunny day, much like September 11th, 2001. Only today, everyone's dressed in suits and dresses. At 8:46, everyone stopped.
Please join us in a one-minute-long moment of silence.
This was the exact moment the first plane impaled one of the towers. When the minute was over, the names started.
Jeffrey William Coombs, Peter Christian Fry, Carlton Douglas By Fife, Peter A. Gay.
Family members took turns adding their own special flourish when it was their loved one.
My beautiful, wonderful daughter, Lisa Fenn Gordonstein. Matthew Horning, John Nicholas Humber.
It reminded listeners these were individuals, not just a list forever grouped together as the Massachusetts victims.
Our mom, Judy Camilla LaRock. Natalie Janice Lasden. Robert George LeBlanc. Dong Lee.
Inside the Massachusetts State House, a video slideshow put pictures with every name. Women in wedding dresses, pilots in uniform, babies in bassinets. Wise men tried to make sense of it for the children who grew up without their parents, spouses who've had to raise their kids alone, and flight crews who went back up without their flying partners.
We know what we lost, but what have we gained in these 10 years?
Rabbi Harold Kushner.
We learned how resilient we could be as individuals, as families, as a nation. We learned that in a world divided between good people and bad people, the good ones overwhelmingly outnumber the bad ones.
United Airlines pilot Michael Grant sat in the back of the auditorium with dozens of pilots and flight attendants. It was important to be with colleagues on 9/11.
I think about it every day.
As a longtime pilot, Grant knew several people who died that day.
And the people that carry on have to soldier on, as our friends would have wanted us to do.
Grant was on his way to a special ceremony for flight attendants at Logan Airport. They planned to gather at gate C-19. That was the last place anyone saw the crew and passengers of United Flight 175. These emotional ceremonies aren't for everyone.
For me, the sadness and the grief sticks, and I can't shake it off afterwards.
Cindy McGinty lost her husband, Mike. He was in a business meeting when the towers fell.
So I need to be in a place where I have busy hands and I can focus on my positive energy.
McGinty helped organize the service project on the Rose Kennedy Greenway, where volunteers and passersby filled 1,000 care packages for servicemen and women in Iraq and Afghanistan. As much as she worries about keeping herself busy on the actual day of 9/11, McGinty says it's the day after that's really hard.
I'm going to get up and the kids are going to go to school and I'm going to be by myself and there isn't going to be this rush of love and support.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.